Both rooms have a metal slot at the bottom of the door. I open it, and I place the plate of food inside room one. "Thank you," a little girl's voice says. I do as mother asks and don't speak to them. She's likely upstairs listening. She's likely testing me to see if I'll do as she asked. I may be only 7 years old, but I know how to follow what mother says. I close the slot and look down the small hallway at room two. The muffled sounds continue to come from it. The sounds of crying. Mother says we're helping them. It doesn't feel that way. Chapter 1. Sarah. Present. Report domestic abuse. I stare at the signage of my doctor's office as I wait in the lobby for my prescription. I think of my husband, Roger. Last night was not a good one. This morning, too. I wish I could go back in time and stop our fight from getting worse. De-escalate Roger and get him to cool off before he exploded. Worse, it all happened in front of Gracie. She's only 4 years old, but knows that Daddy gets angry sometimes. It scared her. She doesn't understand. She doesn't see what led up to our fight. I took things too far. I should have backed off, knowing that Roger was going to be upset. Instead, I made things worse. I yelled at him, said things I regret. Roger didn't like that. His voice started to raise and match mine, and soon after, he was flat out yelling. Things got worse. It was only when I saw the frightened face of my little girl that I worried about it. I saw my mother and father fight when I was young. That was as normal as Tuesday coming after Monday. Father would yell, but unlike me, my mother just took it. She never did so much as whimper back to him. That didn't stop my father from starting arguments. Father was a shorter man, not really intimidating for his size. Even as a child, I thought he was frail. I would yell back at him continuously. Rebel child, my mother called me. Not her. She was the complete opposite. Fully submissive. Whatever my dad said, she did. Whatever father commanded, she followed. At least Roger is different. He certainly is many things, but he's not like my dad. That much I got right when I married him. The fight last night bothers me, though. I wonder what Gracie is thinking, what her little mind is construing to make sense of it all. I sigh, and the doctor comes into the small waiting room. "Hey, Sarah," she says with a smile. "Sorry for the wait. Our printer stopped working, and I had to use my non-existent tech skills to fix it to print this off." She hands me the prescription. "I know you're worried about the side effects of taking Prozac, but I know this will help things. It's also a very low dose. We can put you on this medication to help, okay?" I look around the empty room and sigh, knowing that nobody, not even the receptionist who's not at her desk, heard what the doctor said. I don't want to take drugs. My doctor says I have depression. It doesn't feel that way. I can still be with my child and take care of the house. Sure, I'm more tired, but I can still live my life every day. Functional depression, my doctor calls it. I grab the prescription and thank her again before leaving. I'm not sure if I'll actually get the prescription filled. My doctor talked me into taking it from her after reviewing how it could help me. She didn't exactly pressure me, but she didn't exactly let me say no. I didn't come to her clinic for depression. We were just to review a recent ultrasound I had. Somehow I came for the test on my shoulder and walked out with a prescription for Prozac. How did that happen? I take out my phone and notice the time. I hurry to my car and start it, knowing I'll be late picking up Gracie from daycare again. Last time the office said they would charge me if I continued to be late. Maybe I can tell them I have functional depression and to give me a break. But somehow I know that won't make things better. Besides, I'd rather not tell anyone. The supervisor of the daycare, an older lady named Mabel, explained it was just policy to start charging per minute parents.